At this time every Wednesday, we are joined by the mayor of Northfield, Rhonda Pownell.
Mayor, good morning.
How are you doing today?
Fabulous. How are you?
Oh, good, good. You had a night off, a Tuesday night off.
Yes, well, we did.
Nice to have every now and then.
It is, but it's still really busy. But it's a good sort of busy, and it's a wonderful time of year. So.
And boy, the town in general, even though the schools are kind of letting out for the holidays, yeah. The rest of the town, there's so many things going on right now. We've got a busy, busy town.
Yeah, there is quite a buzz, and they're doing a wonderful job, city staff are, of putting up lights in our downtown. Mm-hmm. You'll notice that Bridge Square is more lit up than I think it has been.
And I love what they do with the bridge.
Yes, the pedestrian bridge. Uh-huh. And I think NDDC, Northfield Downtown Development Corporation, and Jenny Roney have been really instrumental in that and just really helping our community come to life right when it's dark out now after 5. So. You have to add a little extra light. So, and it creates such a festive, warm atmosphere in our downtown. It's just lovely.
And there's nothing more warm and festive than Winter Walk in Northfield. Really, it just turns into this picturesque town. And we have, joining us from the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce, we have Todd Bornhauser.
Good morning, Jeff. Thanks to be here. Yeah. Thank the mayor for inviting us this morning.
Yeah, and also Jane Bartho, the brains behind the operation.
Thank you, Jeff.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. Winter Walk is a week from tomorrow already.
It is.
Are we going to be all set for it?
We are. We are. We will be all set for it.
All right.
Absolutely.
Well, first of all, I want to mention to Todd. Todd, good job. And Jane as well last night. I don't know who was in charge of last night, but the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce had a little gathering, Christmas gathering for the members of the chamber. And what a fun time that was. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. It turned out really well. And I want to say Chuck and Bonnie at the Grand, thank you very much. You stepped up kind of last minute to be the sponsor of that event. But it's a great way to kick him off the holidays. Season. It's been a tradition for the chamber for many years, and we're just really fortunate to have quite a few of our members come by last night for a little food and beverage and a lot of holiday cheer.
Yeah, you get together every now and then. Usually, we talk a lot of business with the business people, but this is really an extracurricular thing. You don't talk a whole lot of business. It's just a good time, good get together. Now, next week. Next Thursday is Winter Walk, a time that brings not only people from town into downtown, but people from out of town into downtown to check out Northfield and all the decorations and such. And Mayor, you had kind of touched on the decorations. Mm-hmm. Let's start off with that. Has the staff got everything up now? I haven't been out other than last night. It's dark for about a month.
I think it's looking great. I saw staff out at Bridge Square mm-hmm. yesterday, so I think they're working really hard. And if it's not all up, it has got to be almost all up. But they're doing such a wonderful job transforming our downtown. It's going to get even better by next Thursday, right, when we Chamber of Commerce puts out all the candles, right, along the streets and kind of transforms our town, our small downtown, into kind of a winter Wonderland. I don't know. It's such a special event, and it's really cherished by our community. And so it's going to be a fantastic time. And I know they've got some great items planned for next Thursday. And so just really wanted them to have this opportunity to tell folks why this year is such an important opportunity for people. If they've never made it down, they should really come down because there's some great things that are going to be happening.
Yeah, now's the time. And, walking up to the Grand last night and seeing those luminaries that you had outside, mm-hmm. it's like, oh, boy, it's Christmas time. You know, I haven't felt really Christmassy at all this year up until the time I walked up there. And now it kind of feels like we're in the season, the holiday season.
Yeah, it really is. And, thanks for mentioning those luminaries. We've struggled over the last few years with weather. And trying to keep them lit and the paper bags starting on fire or it's been wet and you put them out. So the chamber this year has made a substantial investment, over $4,000 in purchasing reusable plastic luminaries that we can use year after year after year. And so we really felt that we need to step up. We're going to need to step up the game and do something with that, or we were going to just have to eliminate it because we couldn't just continue to have a product out there that wasn't really that well. So very fortunate. I'm in my blue jeans today because the truck's coming with a couple pallets of these. So, but we're really excited, and we thank our members for being supportive to allow us to be able to do make this investment.
Yeah, that's that's really stepping up. That's that's a tradition I think everybody loves. And to have it, you know that it's going to continue for a long time now, despite you know all the weather and all the other issues you have. That's a real cool thing. How many do we have, like a million of them?
Pretty close. There's pretty close? 1,250 that are coming. Wow. So it is... it is amazing. The nice thing about here with having the Bridge Square location this year, we should be able to kind of use that as a central location and get these all developed out. Mm-hmm. So, and we won't have to be putting sand in them. So, and all of those dilemmas that come along with it. So, I'm really looking forward to that we'll have some really nice looking luminaries out there for many years to come.
Yeah, that's good. You know, we had a kind of a tradition here for so many years. Ned Newberg, Dean Ahmet, and myself loaded up the sand, helped load. We're part of the crew that put the sand in there. So we'll miss those times, but I haven't done it for the last couple of years. Somebody else has kind of passed the torch along.
So. Yeah, that's why we had to make the investment, Jeff.
I don't know. I really enjoyed picking up those bags at the end of the night, picking up the bag from the top and watching the bottom fall out and all the sand fall on the ground. I don't know. Those were just really special times.
I'm not sure that helps staff, city staff, a morale, though, so I think they'll like this a lot better. I think everybody's going to like this a lot better, but you can still pick up the luminaries at the end of the night.
Now, folks, Jane Bartho has been one kind of organizing this whole thing, so Jane, let's talk to you for a little bit. What are some of the things, the highlights? Hit us with the highlights of what's going on this year in Winter Walk.
Well, being it's the 20th anniversary, we're making it bigger and better than it's had in the past, and starting with a parade this year. We're going to start just the 5 o'clock until 9 o'clock is still Winter Walk.
Okay.
5 o'clock with the tree lighting. Mm-hmm. We've got a showmobile as well. I'll get to that in a bit.
Okay.
So the parade is going to be starting on the 500 block near Family Fair.
Now, parade. Have we had a parade before?
I've heard the first year, second year. It's been quite a few years since there has been a parade.
So this is kind of reintroducing the whole thing.
Yes.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm
I'd
not
like
as
to
clueless
take credit
as I
for
thought. Okay.
Creating the idea, but it wasn't mine. There's a wonderful team, a committee, Winter Walk Committee, that's been meeting faithfully for the last 3-4 months, talking about all the events, filling me in on all the past, the details, as this is my first Winter Walk as a chamber staff. But the parade, we're asking, there's no fee to be in it. It's not nearly as long as the defeat of Jesse James parade.
Thank goodness.
Right, right.
We won't freeze our fingers or our toes, right?
Nope. Lighted. We're asking folks, it's still open for units if anybody is interested. Lights. Wear lights. Dress up lights. Costumes with lights. Looking for, you know, something similar to a Holly Dazzle parade.
Fun. That sounds like a great time.
It's now, coming the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Santa will get off at 5 to light the tree. Right. So it's...
So just whatever type of Christmas theme that you have, especially if it's lighted up, that's good to go.
Exactly.
All right.
Yes.
Will Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer be there? Frosty the Snowman?
That's what I hear.
Okay. All right. Good to know.
Who's Rudolph? Do we know him?
He's... You know, that was on TV last night. Terry had to watch a Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. So.
Oh, that's that's a really sad look at Rudolph. Really, if you really want to see Rudolph, you've got to watch the Hallmark movie Love Always, Santa, because he does appear there for about 1.2 seconds.
So. All right. We'll have to watch closely for that. You know, I haven't had the Hallmark channel for years. I think we've got it now. We switched it around on TV, so I'm going to have to watch that. But, Jane, continue on. We've got the parade going on.
We do. The parade will be done at 5 o'clock, we've got the tree lighting at 5 o'clock. Still trying to figure out the logistics of that. The showmobile will be on Bridge Square, off in the edge by the post office. So at 5 o'clock, we've got the Northfield Middle School choir singing. That's a tradition of theirs. Yep. They'll do the countdown for the tree lighting. And singing and caroling after that. They're going to have some solo songs and some sing-along songs. And every hour on the hour, the Showmobile will have another performance.
Wow.
Something 15, 20 minutes.
All
right. So the folks can come watch, go shop and eat, come back. So it's kind of a mixture of entertainment and shopping and dining.
Yeah, and it really is all that. You know, if you look at the merchants, each, I shouldn't say each, but so many of them have entertainment within the store mm-hmm. or some type of welcoming thing, whether it be refreshments or whatever the case may be. Boy, just about everywhere you turn, there's something festive happening. Somebody's doing a good thing for you.
There is. We've got Santa's helpers mm-hmm. in a few stores, Santa's wife. We've even got the Grinch.
Ooh.
In Community Resource Bank's got the Grinch this year.
The Grinch, all yes. right. Hopefully he'll be in a festive mood.
Yes.
That was part of the requirement? Yeah. He's the happy Grinch.
This is the end of the show, Grinch, not
that
the beginning
one.
Of the
yeah,
show, Grinch.
Exactly.
Okay, great. All
yes.
right. Well, it's always such a fun time. And is there a list anywhere? I mean, if people want to take a look at where their favorite entertainer is, can you get to that somehow?
Absolutely. There'll be a program available that night. Mm-hmm. As well, just a two-page event listings, sponsor listings. The Northfield Entertainment Guide also will have a listing, and it will also be on the Northfield Chamber website, northfieldchamber.com/winterwalk.
All right, and it all happens, it's a week from tomorrow, which is that December the 6th?
Right.
Okay, December the 6th
right.
in downtown Northfield. Boy, once again, bring you. It's another thing that I like about it is just coming down and seeing everyone. You see all your friends and your neighbors and people that you haven't seen, and everybody's in a festive, fun mood and just a great time. And we've got, you know, from the chamber perspective, you've got some new stores and some things that people maybe haven't checked out before. So some good things happen in downtown.
Absolutely, Jeff. And the nice thing about it this year, because it's the 20th year anniversary, make sure you plan to stay till the end at 9 o'clock, because we'll be doing a fireworks show at 9 o'clock, shot off at Ames Park. So really kind of to celebrate and kind of end the entire event on a big bang, let's
All
put
right.
it that way.
Wow.
So, but, you know, the typical things that we've had in the past, there will be three horse and wagons that will be riding down through a Division Street so they can get rides, and those don't cost anything. And once again, we've got Tim Freeland doing our snowflake ornament hunt, and those clues will start coming out on December 3rd, Monday. And
yeah.
So we give, you know, we love that event, very similar to the horseshoe hunt for DJJD, mm-hmm. and $500 in chamber bucks is the grand prize. So those who like looking for stuff, they'll be looking for a metal snowflake. So
always a lot of fun. You mentioned chamber bucks. Can people stop by the chamber office and still get those?
We're selling them every day, so no
right.
problem whatsoever. You can stop by. Our hours are typically 8 to 4:30 Monday through Friday to pick those up. So,
all right. Anything else you'd like to mention about Winter Walk?
Sure. I'd like to add that we've got a few extra food options for folks. We've asked Kahlo to stay open late. Smokehouse will stay open late. And we've got a food truck this year. Burrito Baristas will be there. So there's extra food opportunities mm-hmm. for people, as well as the Old Faithfuls that are throughout the town.
All right. Sounds like a wonderful, wonderful time. I'm looking yeah. forward to it. Anything you'd like to add, Mayor?
No, I'm just looking forward to the event next weekend, and or next Thursday, I should say, a week from tomorrow. And just we're going to have a great time together.
So. All right. Well, thank you all for joining us. We certainly appreciate it. We're looking forward to another Winter Walk, the 20th anniversary this year. So I'm sure we'll see you downtown on the 6th, a week from tomorrow.
Jeff, thanks so much. And Mayor, thank you for allowing us to come in and talk about it. We really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks, Jeff.
Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell, along with Chamber of Commerce President Todd Bornhauser, and also Jane Barthow from the Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to 95.1 FM, AM 1080, KYMN Northfield. Terry's coming in just a moment or so with a look at local news. McNiff, news and sports all on the way.